1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. This is Your Turn, a live call-in show featuring spirited discussion and debate about issues that matter to the community. Your Turn is sponsored by People's First Community Bank, the best bank in the neighborhood. Stay with us to hear what Northwest Florida thinks. Better yet, call in at 623-1330 and tell us what you think. It's your turn here on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. Now, here's the host of Your Turn.
Good afternoon. My name's Renee Giacchino. I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom, and I will be hosting this version of Your Turn, the program that I've dubbed Meeting Nonsense with Common Sense. If you'd like to learn more about my organization, which is called the Center for Individual Freedom, please visit our website at www.cfif.org. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our free Lunchtime Liberty Update. It'll be delivered every Friday in your email box, free of charge. It covers a whole host of issues. One of the things that comes every week is a different podcast version of the interviews that we conduct right here on 1330 AM WEBY. So if you happen to miss an interview on this program, or if you just want to listen to it another time over, I encourage you to do that. You can sign up for the Lunchtime Liberty Update or just visit our website at cfif.org. Well, 150,000 Americans are demanding that Congress allow domestic drilling, and I suspect the number's actually a lot greater than that, but this is 150,000 Americans who have signed a petition that was sponsored by the American Solutions for Winning the Future, and they're calling on Congress to put into place policy that will allow the United States to immediately start drilling for oil domestically to ease our gas prices. The petition is part of the Drill Here, Drill Now, Pay Less campaign that's being put on by the American Solutions Organization. And joining us now is the chief advocate of the Platform of the American People, which this effort is a part of, and that is Princella Smith. Princella, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit, first of all, about the organization that you work for. You're the chief advocate of the Platform of the American People,
yeah,
which is the umbrella.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, but it's a great organization. And let's start out by go ahead and give out the website address so if folks are sitting at their computer, they can pull it up while we're talking.
Right, yeah, it's www.americansolutions.com. www.americansolutions.com. And we are a nonpartisan organization founded by our general chairman, Newt Gingrich. And as you know, he's been a titan in the world of change and political change for many years. And so the idea behind our organization was to find a set of solutions that Americans are united on as Americans, not so much as with partisan rhetoric. We feel that we've gotten to a point in our country that we've turned certain key issues or key concerns of the American people into partisan issues when it's really not a partisan issue. And so what we did was we took a series of polls and surveys, and we conducted nationwide workshops, telephone town halls. We wanted to know what people were concerned with. We wanted to know, what they thought. And what we did was, for example, we did immigration, energy and the environment, national security. We did several issues, and then we asked, what do you think of this? And then we wanted to only put in the issues that got the overwhelming majority of support from the American people. So, for example, one plank says, English should be the official language of government. Well, 87% of the people surveyed felt that was true. English should be the official language of government. And so we put all these in the document and said, look, this is very easy to read. We put it in bullet points. They're one-liners. Why don't we get the 513,000 elected officials in this country to pay some attention to this? And so that document is called the Platform of the American People because it's literally what the American people believe. We polled Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. We surveyed African Americans, Hispanics, Whites, Asians. We surveyed men and women. We surveyed people of all ages, and that's what we found. So I don't know if you can tell, but it's real exciting to talk about because we feel that we definitely have the foundation to say, hey, this is what the people want.
Yeah, I see you call it a red, white, and blue revolution. Now, obviously, you know, we're living in a very fluid society and things are constantly changing. How often do you have to go back out and poll people to keep your data current? Because one of the things that I see is that it is your hope, it is the hope of, you know, American Solutions for Winning the Future, that this platform, that beginning with the local conventions up through the district, state, and then the national conventions this summer, that both political parties will consider adopting this platform of the American people. Well, let's just say, you know, that everyone's dreams come true and they do. How are we sure that that is really where folks are going to stand currently? Are you going to have to keep updating this?
Well, you know, this is, we like to call it a moving document because there are going to be, there are more issues we want to put in. For example, we want to put in health care. We want to put in education. We haven't put those in the document yet. And yes, we will. Now, you got to remember, too, we're a year old. This was done in September of 07. So, well, not even quite a year. We're not even quite a year old. But we will revisit these issues. We will do it again and see where the American people stand. But it is a fascinating document.
It's a wonderful document. And let me digress a little bit more before I do want to come back and talk about what I've asked you to come on and talk about, and that is the program that you started, Drill Here, Drill Now,
yeah.
Pay Less. And we're right here along the Gulf Coast. I mean, you're talking to people. This is our backyard, offshore drilling. But before we get to that, let me ask you, perhaps you know the answer. Your founder or someone instrumental in setting up this organization, American Solutions for Winning the Future, is Newt Gingrich. Why are we not seeing Newt in the running this year?
Oh, man, if I had a
Can you answer that
every
for him?
Time somebody asked me that question. You know, he just decided to stay with American Solutions. As you know, Newt is he's always tried to rise above what everyone else was doing in politics. He didn't like politics as such as he just liked real change. And so I think he felt he could be more influential in this organization, doing what he's doing now, and not having to be worried about, you know, running for office and getting votes.
All right, let's talk now about the Drill Here, Drill Now, Pay Less campaign. What exactly is it that you've undertaken, and what exactly are we talking about? I mean, how much oil? Do you think there's a chance that if we do, you write about both onshore and offshore drilling, I mean, would we be able to reduce our current dependence on foreign oil?
Well, absolutely. I mean, think about it. That's just kind of a common sense thing. I mean, if we're so dependent, you know, we literally, the President of the United States literally had to go overseas and ask, you know, for more drilling to be allowed, and we got turned down. I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, especially when you have oil within your own coast. For example, I don't know if you've been able to visit our page, but we have a YouTube video on there where me and another couple of young staffers went out, and we asked people different questions about gas prices. We asked them if they knew that we had 1.8 trillion barrels of shale oil trapped in Colorado, and that we could drill there, and that we're not allowed to because it's illegal. And you should see the reactions of the people when we tell them that, while they're pumping $4 a gallon gas.
Yeah, they're getting their shovels out, I bet.
So yes, of course it's going to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. We have our own.
Yeah, let's talk about the different sites that you're aware of, because, you know, of course when the subject comes up, you know, everyone here along the Gulf Coast, everyone who, you know, is concerned about the environment, you know, says, oh my gosh, not in my backyard. You can't drill. You know, it's going to turn our beautiful white sandy beaches into dark oily beaches. But let's look at the big picture. You just brought something up, Colorado. I think,
yeah,
you know, folks know about the Gulf Coast. They know that, you know, it's very likely that, you know, the world's greatest perhaps supply of resources is right there along, you know, out in the Gulf of Mexico. We've also got up in Alaska. Where are the sites we're talking about or that you're talking about?
Well, I mean, like what you just said, I mean, you've got Colorado, Utah, Wyoming. You've got here's another interesting fact. You're talking about offshore. Did you know that China is prepared to drill 50 miles off the coast of Cuba, but we can't? You know, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. It's not hard. I mean, we're not trying to be anti-Democrat or anti-Republican. We're trying to be pro-common sense. I mean, if we're struggling, you know, I've heard all these arguments against it, and, well, it's only going to produce this, that, or whatever. And, you know, we're saying, okay, you know, first of all, it's inaccurate. Second of all, okay, well, then what are we supposed to do? You want to vote on a bill that's going to raise the tax on gas, and you honestly think that's going to help us? How's it going to help? The problem is people are paying too much, and we have resources here that we're not using. There is a lack of resources, and we're sitting right on top of it, and we won't use it.
Now,
so tell me how that makes any
sense. The we won't use it is the legislative ban on drilling in those locations.
Yeah.
What drives that? I mean, if this makes so much sense, if this is just truly common sense, why can't we turn this around?
Well, I guess the correct answer is just I don't know. I mean, the excuses that I've been given is, well, we want to protect the environment. We don't want to mess things up. But we're not necessarily saying go to the Grand Canyon and tear it up. We're not saying go to Yellowstone National Park. But there are places in America and off our coast that are rich with oil that we're not drilling. We are the only, okay, I'll put it to you this way. We are the only country in the world that doesn't allow its citizens to use its own natural resources.
It
now,
sounds a little egotistical to me. Like, you know, we're not going to, you know, mess up our environment, but hey, have at it and then charge us 10 times the price. To other
basically.
Nations.
I mean, and again, this is just prime example. This whole, you know, bill to raise tax on the gas is a prime example of how out of touch Washington is with the everyday American. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, you know, we went out and interviewed people who said, literally, I mean, we had one man say, I'm going to have to quit my job, you know, because I can't get there, I can't get around to do it. We had another lady talking about getting her kids to school. She's a single mom, she's got two kids, taking her kids, and it's costing her $70 a week. I mean, this is beyond ridiculous.
All right, so you're talking about, when you say the bill, are you talking about the Warner-Lieberman bill?
Yes, or the Boxer Warner-Lieberman bill,
okay.
Or the Boxer wants to raise your gas tax bill, whatever you want to call it,
okay.
The ridiculous bill.
Where is that in the legislative process?
They're supposed to start kind of, let me see how it is. I think today, like within an hour, they're supposed to vote on something that will enable them to start voting on it, something to that effect. That's where they are. They're kind of moving towards it. I'm not sure much is going to get done on it, but they have introduced the bill. They're working to vote on it. So it's just kind of a...
Now, are they running up against a clock? Does Congress recess for the summer?
They do recess, and they're... I guess you're right in the sense that they are running against the clock. It just depends on what they decide to do. I mean, they could play around with this and try to play politics, or they could really get in there and try to vote on it and have a debate. I mean, who knows what these people are going to do?
I hear you. So we, the average U.S. citizen, are we too early to step into this debate? Are we too late?
No.
Do we call them right now?
No,
what
no,
do we
no.
do,
this
Prince
is the right time, right now. I mean, look. Go online, sign this petition, write your congressman. It's never too late for this because, as you know, this Congress has been pretty do nothing, and you guys definitely have time to go out and demand real change. Demand that we drill here. You know, it's not so much that you go and complain about something. Nothing's worse than someone complaining and then not offering a solution.
Sure.
I mean, protest it and then say, look. This is the alternative. Drill here. Drill now so that we can pay less.
And
you know, I have to wonder if Congress was really worried about their gas bill, would this whole conversation be changed? Because, you know, they don't have to really worry about it.
Why is that? I mean, do you
well,
just
a lot
because
of
they're
get
so
knowledge.
Wealthy?
Sorry, what?
Because they're so wealthy or they get
well,
subsidized?
Well, some of them are, but many of them get mileage, so it's not
okay.
affecting them. Most people that go to work don't get mileage to go to work.
Right. Yeah, I just pumped gas in my car and drove up here, and no one's going
right.
to pay me for that.
Right.
So, all right, we've got a caller. Can we take his question?
Sure, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, we'll take this real quick, and then we've got to take a break. Okay. You know what? We're going to go ahead and take the break, and then we'll take Bill's call as soon as we come back from the break. So
sure,
please
no problem.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very short break. We are talking about whether or not we ought to start drilling here, drilling now, and we are talking with Princella Smith, who's the chief advocate of the Platform of the American People. We'll be right back after this very short break. Stay tuned.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Thank you for staying tuned. If you've just tuned in, we're talking with Priscilla Smith. She works for the organization that is handling, it's called American Solutions, and she is the chief advocate of the platform of the American people, and we're talking about domestic drilling. To learn more about the organization and this platform, visit them at www.americansolutions.com. Okay, go ahead, Bill. It's your turn.
Okay, thanks, Renee. Our country was started by the Declaration of Independence, and I cannot see why we can't be independent on our fuel or energy. I don't want to be, or I don't like to be held, and here's the word, hostage by foreign countries. And my favorite saying is, drill, baby, drill. And one other thing, since I live here on the coast, on the Gulf of Mexico, I haven't heard of an oil spill. They're still drilling off of the coast of, I believe, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. Is that correct? And even after Hurricane Katrina, there was not an oil spill. So this lame brain excuse is that we have to protect our beaches and it's off limits because of that is a crazy solution, because this is 2008, and I heard that they have these automatic cap-offs that in case of a platform getting into trouble or a drill rig, that they automatically shut down.
Well, what I don't understand with that, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Priscilla, but then why, like when there was Hurricane Katrina, why did gas prices spike as high as they did if they could cut all that off? Bill or Priscilla, can one of you help me understand that? I mean, is it just, again, I don't know what it is.
What they did, it was, it's a safety feature. That's all I'm thinking. I don't know why the prices rose, but we haven't had an oil spill, and all I'm doing is trying to counter the people that are afraid of drilling off the coast because there might be an oil spill.
Sure.
Well, Katrina was pretty catastrophic, and there was no oil spill after Katrina, so they have a lame brain excuse the way I'm thinking. But again, going back to my original statement, they're taking away our independence that started our country, and I hate to be held hostage by Venezuela, the Saudis, and every other country around the world. Why should with our Declaration of Independence, why should we be held hostage by other countries? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Sure. Go ahead,
Priscilla. I want to give you a statistic, sir, that it's probably going to make you sick to your stomach. But I think you heard earlier that I said that they're going to be debating today the bill. And I think you heard me earlier mention that we have 1.8 trillion barrels of shale oil within the U.S. borders. Did you also know that that is three times the proven reserves that are in Saudi Arabia? What do you think about that, sir?
Oh, I've known about that stuff, about the shale oil. Sure. We have so much down there, it's pathetic. And now, with the prices the way they are, economically feasible for to go get it, isn't that right?
You know what, sir? And yes, you are right. And you know, you asked the question, why do we have to live in bondage? That's the same phrase that I've used when I've been on other radio shows, when I've been on television. It is bondage. You know,
yes,
the American
yes,
people are rebelling against this because we're not used to being told what to do. You know what I mean? We're not used to being told, well, maybe you can't eat as much. Maybe you can't, you know, gouge and fill your tank up. Maybe you have to drive smaller cars. This is America, and that's ridiculous. This is what Newt likes to say about it. I'm going to give you his exact phrase here. Laws and policies that restrict access to America's abundant energy drive up the price of fuel and electricity. Along with that, they cause widespread layoffs, leave workers and families struggling to meet daily needs as the cost of everything they eat, drive, wear, and do spirals higher. And so, yes, sir, they are in bondage. This is ridiculous. And that's why we have to – the people in Washington, sir, have gotten so far away from the idea of what it means to be an average, everyday American citizen that they are doing misguided – they're trying to pass misguided policies that will do nothing but raise your taxes. I mean, think about how misguided it is. You're paying too much for gas. So they're resolution is to make you pay more.
Charge you more in taxes.
So it's going to take you. It's going to take an act of citizenry, an act of people just saying, you know what, enough of this. You know,
well, I have
a phrase that Newt likes to use.
I have contempt for Congress. You know the reason why? Because Congress has contempt for the people.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way I feel.
All right, Bill, I got to take Jim's call because
we've
only got about 2 minutes left. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Jim. It's your turn.
Yeah, this is what gets me. Why do you think that if they drilled an oil well here, that the prices would go down? If they can get $130 a barrel, they're holding us hostage.
Fair question.
And also, you had the electric car out there in California when they had the zero emissions. You had the Ford Ranger trucks, RAV4s, and you had the Chevrolet. And people loved them. And they picked those up and sent those to the crusher. We're just being held hostage by the oil company.
Priscilla,
as long as they control the supply.
Yeah, let me let Priscilla answer that. Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead, Priscilla. How would you respond to that?
300 caps out there just capped off waiting in the Gulf right now.
Yeah.
That is a very fair question. I understand the question. But honestly, what we're talking about here is a issue of supply and demand. We're talking about actually needing more oil. And we're saying that we need to build more oil refineries in America. It will lower the cost of gas. It will reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Because the problem is that we need more of it. This whole thing is about getting more of what we don't have. And so all we're saying is, you know, it threatens our economic prosperity and makes us vulnerable to other people when we can't use our own resources.
It sure.
And so it's again, it's kind of a common sense approach to a problem that has now become catastrophic.
All right.
If every car out there got 40 miles a gallon, we wouldn't even be dependent on foreign oil. Now we can send people to the moon back in the 60s with less computer power than you got in your cell phone. And we can't build a car that gets 40 miles a gallon? I don't believe that.
Well, and
we agree with you. I don't know if you've heard Newt speak about prizes that can go to companies who can develop creative ways to conserve energy, to reduce our dependence on oil, that are friendly to the environment. We want people to have innovation and technology that can help to get rid of this problem as well.
Yeah, Priscilla, I'm sorry, but we've got to end.
Okay,
we've got to take a break. We can continue this discussion in the last segment. Priscilla won't be with us, but in the final segment, we'll continue talking about this. In the meantime, Priscilla Smith, thanks so much for joining us. Please visit their website at americansolutions.com. We'll be right back.